Thank you. I'm Elizabeth Joyner, and I'm Ava's proud mom, as well as Jack Elliott's proud mom.
I'm sure no one recognizes me. I'm Jack Moriarty.
Really? At this time, if the kids would come up, please. Oh, yay, good. This is great. So today we're going to be talking about superpowers. A lot's going on in the media with the Black Panther and Avengers coming out, so I know we're excited about that. And not following directions very well. Okay, so together, let's read the affirmation if you're able. God gives me the power to create a world that's great. Okay.
Okay, kids, a little prayer. Repeat after me. Not yet. Divine Spirit.
Divine Spirit.
We give thanks.
We give thanks.
That we can let our light shine in the world.
That we can let our light shine in the world.
And make it a better place.
And make it a better place.
We acknowledge and honor. That we are unique and special.
That we are unique and special.
Amen. Amen.
I always forget that amen part.
So could I get a volunteer to help me define?
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Love. Cooking. Thank you. What is a superhero? What is a superhero? Zoe?
A superhero is a person who makes the world a better place.
Great. Okay, can we add on to that?
A superhero is somebody that saves you.
Okay. A superhero is someone you can find on the streets or anywhere. It doesn't matter if they have superpowers or not. You can find them in it.
A superhero is someone who gets up in front of the whole congregation and sings.
Ah. A superhero is somebody that you can find somewhere. Like, it doesn't have to be like somebody that can fly or that has everybody is a superhero. We all.
So the lesson's over, and we can just walk off.
Amen.
Oh. She's got the amen down.
So sweet. So I have already pre-selected some volunteers to help me with the definition of a superpower, and so. Oh. Hold on. Okay. First, can you tell us what a superpower is? Oh, sorry.
A character who has supernatural or superhuman powers.
Uses these for positive reasons. May work as a good, may be known as a good good. May be known as good guys or girls, works against making bad choices.
Helps others. Thank you, Jack Elliott. Good job. All right, we're moving forward.
Boy, you know, you kids are really lucky. Look at all these superheroes you have. All these heroes out there doing good things, helping people, right? When I was a kid, all we had was Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, and Batgirl. But look at all the good examples that you have. Okay. In history, there's been many, many superheroes, religious, secular, and spiritual leaders who have helped lots of people. We're all familiar with Jesus, our way shower, and whose teachings we follow in unity. But there's been many, many superheroes before and after his time. Men like Moses, women like Mother Teresa. We all know Jesus, right? Yes. Buddha.
Muhammad.
Who?
Muhammad,
thank you. Copernicus, what? I can't say that. Copernicus, he changed how everybody looks at the universe. And we left out who? Who did we leave? We left out Confucius, right? All the people in Asia. My wife knows all about Confucius. She tells me all the time. No. But guess what? I think Mother Teresa would be a good example for us. Why?
She taught through examples.
Right. She taught through examples. And we can do the same thing every day. Right? We can always make good choices. We can have good intentions. And whenever we can help other people, right? So we can all be superheroes.
Very good. So we're going to watch a short movie clip where we learn about how we can demonstrate our superpowers. I want you to pay attention to the city versus how we can use it like salt on our food, as well as light. So I'm going to come back and ask you some questions after the short movie.
Jesus was preaching on a mountainside to tell the people how to live the way God made us to live. And this teaching isn't just for those people that day. It's for all people, even today. He said if they had God's Spirit inside them and lived a life filled with God's love like Jesus did, we'd have something powerful inside of us that can help others see the way to God. If someone builds a city on a hill, is that because they want it to be hidden so no one can find it? Of course not. It's up high in plain sight so those who are lost can see where to go. When God's people live like Jesus, we can be like that city on a hill, showing people the way to God's love and forgiveness. If someone has some salt, would they keep it in the jar until it loses its flavor? No! They would sprinkle it on food that needed some flavor. Jesus said we can be like salt and add flavor to the world by living a life like Jesus. If someone has a light, would you cover it up with a bowl? No way! They would hold it up high so it could shine as much light as possible.
All right, thank you. I told you it was a short clip. All right, so how can we demonstrate our superpower like the example up on a hill? Tell me.
Can think about it.
Don't be afraid to share my talents with others.
That's right. What about the salt example on food?
I can use my talents to show God's love to others.
That's right. So we can flavor our world just like salt. Okay, and then the last one, which is the light.
Can I do it?
Sure, Coco, let's do it.
We share our toys too.
We do share our toys. Just like sun on this earth, we couldn't live without the sun's light, so we want to share our superpower with the world.
My talents are important and are needed in the world.
Very good. Very good. Okay. And so at this time, I want you to think about your superpower, and I would like some volunteers who are big risk takers that will share their superpower with us. All right?
I think that I will share with people. I'll share my superpowers that I want to fly and give other people to fly.
There we go. Okay.
Joy.
Joy, bringing joy to others.
Hello.
Telling people that even if you don't seem like you're stronger than other people, you can encourage them to do something.
Right. And one more.
Oh, we
got
to do two more.
Love
is we share our toys too.
Very good.
My superpower is giving people a home, fun and love, and a place for life.
My superpower is volunteerism, and we always need new teachers. CB.
That's right. So, congregation, this is your turn. So I would like for you to look to your neighbor and share your superpower with your neighbor and give it a...
Tap
your ring.
You're powerful. When you tap your rings, it generates more power.
I think so. All right. This is great. So our children, as well as you guys, shared out some ways that we can share our superpower with the world, a way to have a positive effect on the world that's used with good intention and helps others. And so one thing. So what did you guys learn today about superpowers? Okay. I want to hear. What did you learn, baby girl?
Superheroes.
Okay.
Right. Don't hide your superpowers.
Okay. On that,
we save people.
We save people. Don't hide your superpowers. And like these brave children today, and my colleague Jack, you know, put your superpower up on a hill and let's shine bright. So thank you. Go have a seat.
Well, really, what else is there to say? They pretty well covered that, didn't they? Usually when we think of a superhero, we do think of someone like Superman or Wonder Woman or the Black Panther, maybe a great spiritual master like Jesus or the Buddha. And we think that because we can't fly or leap tall buildings in a single bound or walk on water or heal people instantly, that we're not superheroes. But let's consider what superheroes do. They share their unique and special gifts to make the world a better place. They don't hide it. They don't hold back what they have to offer. They don't pretend it isn't there. Rather, they let it out. And they make the very most of it. And then what happens? They fulfill their purpose. And they help others feel safer and stronger, healthier, happier, more hopeful, and inspired to carry on. These superpowers not only save lives, they change lives. And they do it by bringing forth their divine gifts to bless others. We can do the same. You see, we may not be comic book heroes or spiritual gurus, but each and every one of us can tap into that wellspring of gifts within us and bring them forth to create more love in the world. We don't have to be rich or famous or in a prominent leadership position to make a difference. In fact, lives are changed every day, by simple acts of kindness and people freely sharing the gift that is theirs to give. You see, the heroism in being a superhero is not about the magnitude of the gift or the power that you have to share. It's not about the prestige of the person who has the gift. It's about having the courage and the willingness to share it, and to share it generously. You know, our beloved Scotty was a superhero in his own right. Scotty had a lot of gifts, and he shared them very freely and generously. He was a passionate teacher, a devoted learner, beloved friend and colleague, fellow spiritual seeker. He was a loud poet, and he was a comedian. Scotty could come up with a one-liner or a response so fast you couldn't even believe it. I remember sitting in staff meeting or sometimes hanging out in the kitchen with him or in his office, and somebody would make a remark, and bam, he'd be right there with a zinger. And I'd look at him and I'd say, "How'd you come up with that?" And he would just smile. Can't you see that smile? You know, even as he journeyed through stage 4 cancer, and we know now that he was in a lot more pain than he ever let on, but even as he went through that, he kept a twinkle in his eye and humor in his heart. No matter what Scotty was going through, he found a way to lift us all up, did he not? He was a superhero at living and loving and giving and not taking life too seriously. And that's saying a lot when you have stage 4 cancer. He was heroic in his journey, and he made the world a better place simply by showing up fully, authentically, and powerfully as who he truly was. Scotty didn't leave anything on the field. He gave it all. Unity Renaissance is filled with superheroes. I'm looking out at them. I see before me people who have exceptional gifts. The gift of praying, the gift of singing, of making music, the gift of healing, teaching, supporting, reaching out to help others, creating, decorating, cooking, being there at the right and perfect time. What a beautiful collection of superheroes right here. And we all have that superhero, that superpower of love. And you know, when we come together here on Sundays and we share our gifts, what an amazing community we create. What incredible energy we experience every time we come together. You feel it today? It's a beautiful thing all through the generations. You know, so often in life we think about and talk about the attributes that we don't have or that we think we need more of or things we should be better at. So today I invite you to focus on what you already have. Focus on the way in which the divine light in you shows up uniquely. What is your gift or are your gifts to give more of into this world? And if you don't know what it is, ask somebody close to you. They'll tell you. People know what your gift is, even if you overlook it. And once you know what it is, summon the courage to give it freely, fearlessly, and generously. Dare to be the bold, big, beautiful blessing to the world that you are here to be. That is what it is all about, whether we call it letting our light shine or letting our superpowers come forth. And we know that the more that we share of who we authentically are, the more we are filled up to running over. Can you imagine if everyone gave so fully of that beautiful light inside of them, their unique and special gifts? I've been noticing lately, in fact, Richard and I were talking about this yesterday, that the superhero films now are not just about one person. They have multiple superheroes in them. You know, like the Justice League, is it? And the Avengers and so forth. They probably do that to sell more tickets, make more money, I get that. But Richard said, it's because the enemy is so big that they all need to come together to defeat it. But there's a lesson in there for us, isn't there? That our calling and our purpose is about showing up as the spiritual beings we are, giving freely and fearlessly to make a difference, and then coming together to elevate consciousness, to overcome fear with love, to replace separation with oneness, to know the truth, share the truth, and have that higher truth become the foundation for the way we live. So we can start today. I invite you to discover your superpower and unleash it out into the world. And then let's link arms and transform this world. It's now my honor and joy to invite Hazel Gaines up to the platform, one of our beautiful prayer chaplains. She will lead us in meditation.
Good morning, Unity Renaissance. I invite you to close your eyes, sit back in your chair, and get comfortable. Just relax. And feel yourself sitting on the chair. Become aware of where you are right now. We know that we are here today by divine appointment, not by accident. Our divine guidance has brought us to this space and place in time. We breathe and let it be. I invite you to let go of all thought. Everything that is attempting to claim your attention. And gently let it pass. As we move into the silence. Father, Mother, God, we are so grateful for your godness, which translates into goodness, love, joy, peace, in all that connects the human spirit. We acknowledge our oneness on this day as all ages and backgrounds gather together in this sacred space. Thank you for connecting us and for showing up through our differences and uniqueness. We share love today with all whom you have guided to be present. We embrace the truth that we are all connected. We allow spirit to flow to us and through us. Our eyes and hearts are open to see the God in good in all. Spirit. We are grateful for the unconditional love that we experience in each moment, and especially this moment. As we practice love on our spiritual journey, we know wisdom will arise and our light will shine brightly. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. And so it is. Amen.